Ladies and gentlemen, the microphones are on, the TV cameras are rolling, and I proudly call this meeting of the City Council to order. And I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Rick Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollock?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
We begin the meeting with a Pledge of Allegiance. I would like to ask a young lady that we will all meet soon, Lisa Shadle, to please lead us in the pledge.
Yeah. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mrs. Shadle. Item 3A is to consider the mayor's appointment to the Mental Health Board, and that appointment, of course, is none other than the young lady who led us in the Pledge of Allegiance, Mrs. Lisa Shadle. You all should have a copy of her application in your packet.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Brown makes the motion. Hill makes the second. Questions or comments? All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mrs. Shadle, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to let you know how I ended up here today. I asked Vicki Davidson-Bell for recommendations of volunteer opportunities in the local community. And as a result, I do now have a slot on the volunteer schedule at the Lazarus House. But then she said, oh, and by the way, if you're interested, we have an opening at the Mental Health Board. So I did attend a meeting and met the other board members. And after spending the evening with them, I decided to apply. And I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to have working in a community that I really enjoy. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Question.
Mrs. Shadle, we have a question.
Yes.
The aldermen, of course, are interested in where you live.
First ward.
Wow.
Was that set up or what?
That
was a softball.
And you live with your family? And
Yes, my husband and I live in Natwell Square, which is the town home community. Sort of, if you ignore street signs, about 8th and Campbell.
Yeah. We're actually neighbors.
Oh.
Great place.
Yes.
I actually live in your driveway. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I hadn't noticed it.
1929 Ford.
Yeah. Well, I do commute into the city for work, so I actually don't drive very often, so I probably haven't run you over yet.
Not yet.
In the driveway.
Wait till after your first full meeting at the Mental Health Board. I'm sure you will.
That might be it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Thank you. Item 3B is a presentation of the Strategic Plan Advisory Committee annual report. You received an email earlier today from Ms. Dawkins indicating that the chair, Mr. Kuntz, could not attend this evening, and sadly, the vice chair cannot attend. So if there's any questions regarding the annual report as presented, Ms. Dawkins is more than happy to answer those questions for you or perhaps elucidate any item of business within.
Don't we also have a member of SPAC here?
Well, we do. I don't know if he's prepared to speak or not, but Mr. Ploppert, are you prepared to speak?
To the matter, I guess.
It's certainly up to the council. I'll defer.
Just in case some questions,
yes.
Zach is as well-versed in these items as the rest of his August committee.
Oh, August. We're going to have a word of the day at the council. That's the word.
Okay.
Any questions at all for either Mr. Ploppert and or Ms. Dawkins? Do we need a motion, Ms. Dawkins, to accept the report? Would you like that?
Yes.
A motion to accept the report is in order.
So moved.
Motion by Marks.
Second.
Seconded by Vogelsberg. All in favor of accepting the report by our friends on SPAC as presented, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Great. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. I would like to ask prior to offering this up for a motion that someone amend the agenda to include the fire department report. The hard copy is at your dais.
Second.
Hill, Marks, all in favor, say aye.
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 Now I'll entertain a motion, I'll ask if there's any amendments to the agenda other than that. Great. Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one simple, sweeping, and sweet motion.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Flanagan. As she looks eerily over at Piper.
Yeah. Had to beat him to the microphone.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, seeing none. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
I guess I'll ask, are there any questions at all regarding the fire department's monthly status report since it was just added? No? Okay. Item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $2,982,976.18.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city's website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website. The second goes to Singer.
Ooh. It was Dantino.
Correction. Dantino. I saw Dorothy go, yes.
Close.
I thought she was gesturing me for some reason.
We sound alike?
You look alike. That's what worries me most. It's unbelievable. I didn't mean to offend you, Mr. Singer. So the second is by Dantino. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We skip down to item 13, new business. Is there any new business from anyone joining us this evening? I would just like to add it's good to see Ellen. Ellen, we all, of course, extend our condolences on your loss. So. Anyone from the dais? Alderman Brown?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think the commendations are due to the City Fire Department. They did a magnificent job in honoring Chuck Lencioni at his funeral procession and services at St. Peter's Church. They did a wonderful job. It's an impressive turnout. We all miss him. It's absolutely clear the fire department misses him even more. So, appreciative of that. And Mr. Kurt Wormeister gave a Mm-hmm. Definitely. Thank you.
Well said. Alderman Hill.
Might I add my enjoyment and of the priest's comments, not being a member of that church. I had never heard him before, and my wife and I were very much impressed with him and the comments that he had to say and following the procedures that were involved.
You're really trying to get a place in heaven, aren't you, Sam?
Sam, you need all the help I can get.
Remember the dash.
The dash was very good.
Anyone else? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Piper. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Good night, everyone. Good night.